Hey there, friends. Welcome back to another episode in this Blazor 101 series. My name is Jeff Fritz, and we're going to take a look today at how you can work with forms and data. Now, input elements inside of a web page, we're used to seeing the input tag and a select tag to create combo boxes, text inputs, numeric inputs, and we send that back to a server through a post operation to interact with that data, persist it, hopefully, to a database, and things are good. I want to create some interaction between those so that I can capture data. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the form input elements that are available to you that come with Blazor in the box. There's some additional things that you can do there so that you can create a form, bind to a view model that you can then save to a service, to a database, that will then persist your content for you. Let's go take a look over at the code and learn more about some of the cool new input elements that you can use that come with Blazor.
Here I am looking at my source code for the Blazing Pizza checkout page. This is a page that's been built so we can take in information about your order and the address that we're going to deliver your pizza to. Now, we're used to seeing forms defined in HTML like they are there on line 8. Form method equals post, action equals, and some address to post our data to. Let's go take that data and send it to this server location so that it will persist it to our data store. Do some business logic on it, figure out what we want to do with our pizza, with our order, and process it from there. Well, in Blazor, we have an object, we have a tag that we can use called editForm that we prefer to use instead. You can use the HTML form tag and work with that, but we prefer to use the editForm component. Now, what editForm does is it gives us a way to load data into a model. And this model is a data transmission object, a DTO, that we're going to carry from our Blazor application to that other service, to that other endpoint that's going to process it. In this case, we've defined a delivery address model that we're going to use to capture the address that we're going to be sending that order information to. Okay, that makes sense. We're going to bind and interact with that delivery address. That I can follow along. And we also have a method down here, onValidSubmit. Now, onValidSubmit is an event handler. It's a method that we will trigger when this form is submitted. And we have our submit button down there on line 21. Button type equals submit. We've got some nice formatting here with a CSS class. And it has the text place order. So when this button is clicked, it's going to submit this form. And when it's submitted, it's going to perform some validations and execute place order. And if I scroll down here, there's my place order method. So my validations will take place. This will be executed and we can go and see it's transmitted to my orders API endpoint. It gets the information about the order, and we're able to process it from there. Okay. I think these all make fantastic sense to me. Let me show you now. We have a bunch of form editor fields that you can use that are a little bit better than the HTML input and select tags for you to interact with that will, of course, give you some additional features and hook up better to our edit form component. Let me head over to the address editor component and show you some of those components that we're working with. So you see here, input text bind value, and you see it a bunch of times here for the address, for line one, the name, the city, and if we continue scrolling down here, you'll see it's a bunch of input text fields so that we can receive those data types and interact with them. Now, in addition to being able to receive the information about the value for this model object, the address that's being rendered and presented here on this component, we're going to also be able to get some highlights and some other interactions when those fields are marked as invalid. The input text component knows how to interact with the data annotations for our address class so that we can render appropriate input types, we can render appropriate size, and we can create the appropriate validation on those fields. Let me show you the address type real quick. So here you see our data annotations for the size and validation of our address. Maximum lengths of some of these fields. Some fields are required. That's easy to follow. That's something that we can do. We know how to do this in our other .NET components that we work with. And when I look at the checkout then, coming back to here, when that address editor component is populated with the delivery address, that's set up over here and wired up to all of these fields. So we have this nice cascading interaction where the address that was passed into here is set up for these text fields. That's brought back, that delivery address is being validated, and it's the model that we're working on our edit form. And when it's validated, we're going to process appropriately how to go and save the order. Really great stuff that's going to make editing and building forms for you a lot easier. There's a handful of other components out there besides the input text. There, I have a link just below in the video so that you can go to the documentation and learn more about the other form fields that you can use in your Blazor applications.